Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Few pioneer women in the 1850s began their cross-country journey to Oregon as widows, and even fewer appeared on film. Artenisha Riddle Chapman lost her husband 5 days before they were scheduled to join a wagon train, but she carried on. Accompanied by her parents and one-year-old son, John, Artenisha led her wagon, hitched to 6 oxen, to southern Oregon in 1851. The following year, her future husband, William Merriman, left Illinois for Oregon with the Isaac Constant wagon train. His wife and son died on the way, leaving him only his daughter, Letta. Artenisha and William married in Riddle, Oregon in 1853. Artenisha learned enough of the Chinook language to serve as an interpreter during the Rogue River Indian Wars. From 1854 through 1874, Artenisha bore 15 children. She and William bought a farm north of Medford on the current Merriman Road, where he opened a blacksmith shop. He died in 1877, leaving Artenisha a widow for the second time. She died at 88 in 1917, outliving Merriman by 40 years. Artenisha told interviewers stories about pioneer days and appeared in a film about pioneers at the 1915 Panama Pacific Exposition in San Francisco. Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Harper, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.